fuck, I don't know, like, what is generic shonen hype music count as? I'll probably go with that.
I can absolutely accept that as the genre, because I know exactly what you mean.
Like, pretty much every fucking shonen OP ever. That's usually what I'm into.
Genkai Nantenai!
Yeah, that's what I'm fucking talking about. Or, like, yeah. Like, anything groovy, I've also liked that. Like, the fucking, you know, Kekkai Sensen fucking ending, or, what the fuck was that shitty show called with, like, the amazing opening that everybody loves? Like,
oh, your favorite show?
Death Parade, and my favorite show, thank you. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much those two, really. Like, those are the ones that I really love. I am not a, what the fuck? What do you even call that shit? Like, you know, all the, like, it's like, party hard shit that fucking Keth and Ed listen to? I'm not the biggest on that, honestly. I've never really been, like, fucking, I don't listen to that and get hype as fuck like I do with, like, anime openings. Like, I'll listen to some, like, fucking Gochiusa opening and I'll be like, yeah, it's my jam, but, like, I won't do that with any of the stuff that our boy Keth or Ed listen to. I respect their taste, but I'm not like, oh, fuck, this is my jam. I'm not about to blast that in my shitty 2000 Buick like they probably would.
Well, come on, you don't want to drift around? Gas, 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 we're gonna lift up the gas.
Yo, I'll drift around into, like, the cute girl music. I'm probably not gonna do it to... Actually, every time Eurobeat has come up, like, on my playlist, I started laughing because I can't take it seriously. Because I gotta think about, like, what I'm actually driving. I'm driving, like, an old ass, like, literally an old man car. And the thought of fucking drifting in this thing starts, like, I just start busting up. Like, I'm just laughing in my fucking car, listening to, like, dorky-ass fucking Eurobeat. I'm like, I can't take this seriously in the slightest.
Oh, a friend of mine and I used to have a thing where we would pull into each other's driveways with the windows down, blasting some loud-ass weed music out the windows as loud as possible. I remember, like, a week before Christmas, having my car stereo turned up so loud that it was, like, clipping a little bit, and just blasting Snow Elation as I pulled into his driveway. It was great.
That's how you gotta do it, man. You stop at the red light, and you've got, like, the fucking girliest shit blasting. Let me tell you, Idolmaster is, like, the master of... Idolmaster's the master, hee hee ha ha, but you know what I mean.
It's the queen of the idol franchises.
Like, when you fucking blast Idolmaster music at a fucking red light, that's when you know you're doing it right, when you start getting the weird looks and shit.
Absolutely.
Like, as soon as you stop, like, go my way, and you're like, oh yeah, let me fucking blast this shit right now.
You look over at the guy next to you who's in, like, a Ford F-150 covered in Trump stickers, and you're just like, roll down your window, and it's just like, Seipai Kagayaku, Kagayaku, Hoshini Nare. Good shit.
That's my fucking Kool-Aid jammers right there. Yep. I actually, I think one time in my friend's car, we had, you know, Carlito started playing. Of course, the people we roll up to is like a car full of Mexicans, and
oh,
I'm like,
no.
Yup, we're doing this. We're blast it. We've already gone too far. We are not stopping. That volume is going up, dude. That's all what we're doing.
Amazing.
It's not fucking. We've already made our mistake. We gotta live with it.
Doing God's work.
Anyways, I don't know if I got it. Actually, I got a question for you.
All right.
You been playing any video games lately?
Sekiro. Of course.
Sekiro. Yeah. I played Sekiro. I had a good time.